Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to C103's Cork Today podcast. Phone and text lines are currently closed.
C103.
Now, all tribes are to be welcomed in Dunmanway for the June Bank Holiday weekend as the town will celebrate all things Star Wars with the inaugural Feel the Force Festival. To preview the event, I'm joined by Catherine Crowley. Catherine is with the Dunmanway Chamber of Commerce, but also on the line is Nouri Al-Bakri, who is a Star Wars superfan. And I believe it was his idea to run this festival. Good morning to you folks and you're welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Patricia.
You're very welcome. Nouri, let me start with you. What is it about Star Wars that excites you so much?
It's all about... Hi, everyone. Hi, Patricia. Thanks for having us today. It's a science fiction that's really, put me, amazed me to see something like this. When you're watching the first Star Wars, when you as a young kid, it just blow your mind, and then it started from that, and then they start watching all the sci-fi, and they start create all the stuff that you know when you as a young kid, and now is kind of like more hobby and something that you can do on your spare time, the figures and all that stuff.
But and you're originally from Malaysia, isn't it?
And
as a child, did you get into making Star Wars?
As a child, I have to making all the toys, not just Star Wars, like some like other simple toys, because living in the early 80s, inflation time in the Southeast Asia, so my parents won't buy me a toy. So what I do, just being creative, get all the scrap around the house and build my own toys. Yeah, something like that,
And are there many Star Wars fans in Ireland?
There is a lot of the Star Wars fans in Ireland, and the good things about the Star Wars is, and it's all around our age, about 40s, 50s, because the film started in 1977, and then it built up until now, and people who are around 60, around 55, 50, 30, they all like Star Wars, with all the new movie coming out, and then really, really out there, lot of the silent fan who don't really like me, that really going out there and showing this and stuff and costume and all other stuff,
Whereas you love dressing up in the costumes.
I am, and I got a lot of friends who love dressing up in costumes. It just feels something different when you're on a costume, and then you go with a character, and then it's really cool. It's a really cool thing to see. The kids interact with you as the character, it give you a different feel, and then they really enjoy it, and we of course really enjoy it as well.
And you make the costumes?
I made the costume. Yeah, we have a group called Westcott Tuscan, and then we have 8 members. It's all all the gang from the Cork. We all dressing up when we have a big event like in Pomegy, May the 4th. Or even a Comic Con. So I build a costume from head to toe in our tribe.
I saw a photograph of a stormtrooper.
Yes.
At stopping a car at a guard at the checkpoint. Did you make that costume?
That costume belongs to my friend Sean. He's bought that costume. But once you buy the armor, you have to fit into. To your size, and then that means you have to do strapping, you have to glue this, you have to cut this. Unless unless you're going to spend a couple grand just
getting a customized one made. Yeah. And have you a favorite character that you like to dress up as?
Well, I was the stormtrooper before, and then I'm now as the Tusken, and then I still create a different variant of Tusken just to give a different feeling when you're wearing a costume. You know, when you be a stormtrooper, it's different. When you be a Tusken, it's different. You know, so the kind of things like that, like, you know.
You really feel the power at that stage.
I feel the power.
And I'm assuming you've got a lot of film memorabilia from Star Wars.
I don't think I'm the biggest. I think I have loads.
Okay.
I have loads. Yeah, still in the box and everything, like, you know. And then we still keep collecting, especially the very hard to get, you know, like kind of the rare one, something like that. Yeah. You know?
So what's planned across this weekend? The Feel the Force festival on the June Bank Holiday weekend. What's planned?
Our plan is just to celebrate Star Wars team day for 2 days, and then celebrate with the kids, and then we're doing the charity for our own co-action charity here in the Maui, and then we have a couple of craft day, and then we have a workshop, and then we have something special that I can't really talk here because we're not even launched that thing yet.
Okay.
So it's something surprise for everyone, and then we have a big parade in the end with the kid with the lightsaber going through the town. It will be cool for adults and children, and we're going to celebrate all this together in 2 days, hopefully.
And are the generation of children coming up, are they getting into Star Wars, Nuri?
They are, yeah. The new generation, like, you know, early 2000 or early 2010, they all knew the new Star Wars. So it's a bit different compared to the old Star Wars. But still, they doesn't know the old character. And this is the time that they will know the old character that coming down patrolling our street. We have about 30, 40 accurate Star Wars character on the street to interact with all the visitors. That'll be cool, and then kids will enjoy it, and then give you a new knowledge of the kids that new about new Star Wars, and then the old Star Wars, a different character. Mm. It'll be fun.
Let me bring in Catherine Crowley, who is with the Dunmanway Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Is this very much a community-supported festival?
Oh, it is. Very much community. All the businesses have got behind us in it with sponsorship. And the credit union, they have given us sponsorship. And yeah, everybody is behind us.
And while, you know, it'll be fantastic for the people who live locally, listening to Nuri with the amount of Star Wars fans around the country, I mean, I take it you're expecting people to travel.
We are. We're expecting people from all over. Like, we've some cosplayers coming from all up the country, all around the country, and there's a lot of fans hopefully will travel. Yeah.
You call them cosplayers?
Cosplayers. They dress in costume like Nuri does.
Yeah.
But there'll be all different ones coming from all over the country.
It'll be really colourful and fun, won't it, out on the streets? I mean, I'm just thinking somebody will land in Dunmanway who doesn't know what's going on. They get the fright of their life.
Yeah, that could happen. Yeah.
And is your website up and running?
We have a website, fieldofhorse.ie.
Okay.
That's up and running. And some of the events are up, and not all yet.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a lot of vendors. They'll be in St. Patrick's Hall. We'll have up to 20 vendors. They'll be selling all sorts, like hoodies. There's a guy that does 3D figures, comics, Lego. And there's loads going to be there. And then in Atkins Hall, we're going to have Nuri's display of his armour, Michael Fitzpatrick's Stormtrooper short film, and Mike Fitzpatrick, Fitzgerald, he's going to give a talk on his film.
Okay.
and there's lots more.
That's more. Why I would direct people, if you are planning on heading to Dumamu for the weekend, check out feeltheforce.ie website, because they've got very detailed, with more to add to it, of the timeline of the different events, because there will be certain events that you'll really want to see and you won't want to miss them. So make sure that you're on the website. And Catherine, you've a launch night planned as well?
We've a launch
You're going
night.
All out with this?
We are. We've a launch night in the Parkway on the 16th of May at 7 o'clock in the Parkway. So hopefully everybody will join us there to see what we've planned.
And as Nuri mentioned, there is also a fundraising aspect to this.
Yeah, Co-Action, they have four hubs in Dunmanway, so we're hoping to raise money for them. So it's great, and we've the Education Centre helping the schools create stuff to display around the town as well.
Okay.
Which is great.
All right, it's going to be really, 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 really exciting June Bank Holiday weekend in Dunmanway. And Catherine, from a Chamber of Commerce point of view, how are the local businesses doing?
They're doing okay, you know.
Yeah.
They're doing okay. They're looking forward to this now. They're looking forward to this, a bit of a boost to the town and a bit of it'll be nice for the town.
Yeah, festivals are great. Festivals are great to get the footfall and get the people out and about.
Yeah, okay. They've all been great. They've all been very good to us now.
Well, we wish you luck with it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.